If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Special counsel Robert Mueller was seen at a Washington area Apple store yesterday getting tech support for his laptop. Said the technician, see, the problem is your computer is too full of evidence.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth talks to Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson. Plus, late night writers Amber Ruffin and Jenny Hagel deliver some jokes Seth can't tell. But first, a closer look.
Today, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified to the Senate about the allegations of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Coming into this hearing today, President Trump's aides desperately tried to restrain him and prevent him from attacking Dr. Ford, but Trump very quickly dispensed with that advice and went on the offensive. In fact, Trump was apparently so frustrated by the growing crisis around his nominee that he decided to take matters into his own hands.
President Trump is not only still standing by Judge Brett Kavanaugh, but tonight, he's taking the reins of defending the embattled Supreme Court nominee. He's grown increasingly dissatisfied with how Kavanaugh has defended himself, CNN has learned.
The president believes on the eve of this hearing in the Senate that he and he alone can put the best spin on this, that he can defend his nominee.
Oh, good. Trump is taking charge now. That's like if your computer froze and your grandpa was like, let me see that thing. You probably just need more water in the keyboard. That's why Trump held his insane press conference yesterday. He actually thought he was helping when, for example, he went off on an insane and totally unrelated tangent about how the Chinese think he's smart.
If you look at Mr. Pillsbury, the leading authority on China, he was on a good show, I won't mention the name of the show, recently, and he was saying that China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain.
I'm sorry? Why is he doing a bad Italian accent? Is he quoting an expert on China or Super Mario? It's me, a Mario. And Donald Trump has a large brain. Also, I think he's quoting someone he saw on cable news named Mr. Pillsbury, but I also feel like there's a decent chance he just saw a commercial with the Pillsbury Doughboy and then he hallucinated that it was talking to him.
You have a very, very large brain.
Thank you, Mr. Pillsbury, for your kind words and your delicious biscuits.
In fact, Trump's frantic, paranoid attempt to defend his embattled Supreme Court nominee from sexual assault allegations led him to a truly crazy place. Somehow, he found a way to drag George Washington into his mess.
Look, if we brought George Washington here, and we said, we have George Washington, the Democrats would vote against him, just so you understand.
I mean, does he still own slaves? Then, yeah, Democrats would vote against him, and Republicans would probably say, hey, man, everybody owned a few slaves in college. You want to ruin his life over it? But Trump actually kept going because then He seemed to imply that George Washington had something nefarious in his background that we don't know about.
And he may have had a bad past. Who knows, you know? He may have had some, I think, accusations made. Didn't he have a couple of things in his past?
Wait. Did Trump just imply that George Washington was as shady as he is?
I hear he chopped down a cherry tree, and then he used that tray, to pay off a porn star.
Only Trump would try to defend himself by slandering another president.
So what if I cheated on my wife? Abraham Lincoln left his wife right in the middle of a play. What? What happened? Oh, okay, I didn't read the whole book.
So Trump and Republicans had already made clear that their intent was to protect Kavanaugh and dismiss Dr. Ford. And in the hearing today, Republicans picked up right where Trump left off. Before Dr. Ford even uttered a single word, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley delivered an exhausting monologue defending Kavanaugh and slamming Democrats. And then, after ranting for almost 15 minutes, Senator Grassley finally turned the mic over to the senior Democrat on the committee, Dianne Feinstein, only to interrupt her 1 minute later.
Before you get to your testimony, and the chairman chose not to do this, I think it's important to make sure you're properly introduced.
I was going to introduce her, but if you want to introduce her, I'll be glad to have you do that. But I want you to know I didn't forget to do it because I would do that just as she was about to speak.
You said I didn't do it, but I'm going to do it. And then you did it, and now I can't do it because it's done.
Dude, shut up. Your time is up. You don't get to pop up out of your coffin whenever you want, like the Crypt Keeper.
You did it! I was gonna do it! You did it!
And yet, the Republicans' constant sniping and their obvious attempts to obstruct the process and brush Ford aside did not deter her in any way. Her testimony today was a towering act of courage given the trauma she survived. Her grace and composure under unimaginable pressure, which she owed, no one was stunning. In fact, at one point, Dr. Ford, a research psychologist, literally explained to the panel how memory works.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. It's just basic memory functions. Also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes, that neurotransmitter encodes memories into the hippocampus.
She's in the middle of testifying in the intense glare of the national spotlight about an alleged sexual assault committed by a Supreme Court nominee, and she just taught everyone how the brain works. She gave a detailed anatomy of the hippocampus and the memory centers in the brain to a room full of guys who look like they eat brains. But seriously, just think about how impressive that is. She's a research psychologist explaining how the mind works in the middle of a horrific experience that no one should ever have to endure. Meanwhile, the most coherent thing Trump has ever said about the mind is that he has a
very, very large brain.
In fact, throughout the hearing, Republicans really had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to try to discredit Dr. Ford. At one point, the prosecutor Republicans picked went down a confusing line of questioning about Dr. Ford's fear of flying. Republicans have also spent weeks falsely implying that Dr. Ford was missing key facts in her story, but throughout this hearing, it became clear that they were the ones who had basic facts wrong, like when they asked her about her travel to Australia.
In fact, you fly fairly frequently for your hobbies and you've had to fly for your work. Is that true?
Correct, unfortunately.
You were a consulting biostatistician in Sydney, Australia. Is that right?
I've never been to Australia, but the company that I worked for is based in Australia.
You said you flew to Australia to eat dinner? No, I said I went to an Outback Steakhouse. And if you thought the Republican attacks couldn't get any dumber and more desperate, you were wrong because you forgot that there's a second Donald Trump. And he chimed in on Twitter after the airplane question to say this: I'm no psychology professor, but it does seem weird to me that someone could have a selective fear of flying. Oh, you're not a psychology professor? Is that why you look like a princess kissed a double-parked BMW and it came to life? Well, Dr. Ford literally is a psychology professor. You melted down Beavis. Dr. Ford's testimony was so searing and so powerful and so impressive that Republicans were clearly caught off guard. In fact, even Fox News, the network that spends all day parroting Republican talking points, said Dr. Ford's testimony was bad for the GOP.
The court of public opinion, if our colleagues is an adequate sample of it, is that she is extremely credible. The president cannot be happy with this.
This was extremely emotional, extremely raw, and extremely credible. This is a disaster for the Republicans.
Wow, you know it's bad when Fox News calls it a disaster. Fox News will say anything to make Republicans feel better. If the Hindenburg had been built by Republicans, the Fox News headline would have been this. And when it was Kavanaugh's turn, he struck a much different tone from his Fox News interview earlier this week. He was angry, defiant, and stole a page out of Trump's playbook by claiming with zero evidence that the allegations were part of a left-wing conspiracy to destroy him.
Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation. And millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons.
Holy shit. I'm surprised he didn't start attacking George Washington. If he's so honest, then why does he wear a wig? You think this was a revenge plot by the Clintons? That's insane. Republicans always act like they're in a slasher film and the killer around every corner is Hillary Clinton. Republicans came into this hearing clearly trying to dismiss and discredit Dr. Ford, and instead they encountered someone whose immeasurable courage shone through their attempts to obstruct. What we've seen this week is a group of powerful men trying to protect each other from the consequences of their actions, and a woman who not only told her story with unimaginable bravery, but also showed everyone that she has a very large...
a brain.
This has been A Closer Look. So here at Late Night, every night, I deliver a monologue comprised of jokes written by a diverse team of writers. As a result, a lot of jokes come across my desk that, due to my being a straight white male, would be difficult for me to deliver. But we don't think that should stop you from enjoying them, so we'd like to share them with you now in a segment called Joke Seth Can't Tell. These are two of our writers, Amber and Jenny.
I'm black.
And I'm gay.
Women.
And I am not. So here's how this works. I'll read the setups for these jokes, and Amber and Jenny will read the punchlines. Here we go. Today was National Be Late for Something Day.
Yet another example of white people appropriating black culture.
A lesbian horror film recently premiered at the South by Southwest Festival.
It's called Home Depot is Closing in 5 minutes.
Hey, Jenny, what's your favorite thing to get at Home Depot?
A phone number.
Okay. 50 years ago, Charles Schulz, the creator of the comic strip Peanuts, introduced his first black character, Franklin.
It was the least he could do after letting Pigpen walk around in blackface.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't try to tell that one.
I regret having done so.
A gallery in New York is currently showing an exhibit of photographs of lesbians from the 60s and 70s.
Or, as they were known back then, roommates.
Oh, yeah. I know. And what are they known as now?
NCAA basketball coaches.
Oh, right. In response to Serena Williams' protest against an umpire during the U.S. Open, tennis star Martina Navratilova published an op-ed titled, What Serena Got Wrong?
It's like the old saying goes, behind every successful black person, there's a white person who needs to shut up.
Disney is facing backlash after it was announced that its first ever openly gay major character will be played by a straight actor.
But in their defense, it's really hard to find a gay actor.
Jenny, is it hard to find gay actors?
No! One third of the actors at this desk are gay.
At least. Two dozen white supremacists held a rally recently outside the White House.
And when they were done, they went inside and got back to work.
Amber!
It's funny because the president's a white supremacist.
Oh, it is funny.
All those laws.
Alaska Airlines apologized recently to a gay couple after asking one of them to move so a straight couple could sit together.
Even worse, they asked a lesbian couple, how do you do it?
Jenny, what's the question people ask lesbians the most?
Can you open this jar for me? And P.S., the answer is always yes.
Okay. According to Politico, white men are a minority among this year's Democratic midterm candidates.
So, from now on, if you want to see white men in the majority, you'll have to go to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, a Cubs game, a research lab,
a TED conference, a NASCAR race, Wall Street, NASA, the Supreme Court,
a math department, a movie studio, an engineering firm,
or a comedy writer's room.
A lot of people go to Stanford.
I didn't get into Stanford, but I got waitlisted at Stanford.
A lot of people did. Hey, Seth, why don't you join?
Oh, I couldn't.
Oh, come on, just run.
I feel like if I do, I'm gonna get in trouble.
No, I do.
Okay, then I'll do it with confidence.
Okay.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts recently staged an all-black performance of Oklahoma, or as it's called, Oklahomie.
Seth! No!
What?
Seth, no!
Well, I'll do another one and win you back.
Okay.
The University of Oregon is currently organizing a lesbian oral history project.
Don't do it.
No, it's good.
Do not do this.
No, it's not going where you think it is. Because if there's one thing every lesbian has, it's an extensive oral history.
You did it. How dare you!
You told me it would be okay!
You should be ashamed of yourself!
You said Stanford!
I did it!
Black women and lesbians are liars! You know our guest tonight from his work on Saturday Night Live, which returns for its 44th season this week with host Adam Driver and musical guest Kanye West. Please welcome back to the show our very good friend Pete Davidson, everybody.
Hey.
This is a real time flies situation for me that you're starting your fifth season because I remember when you were there on your first day. It's crazy that it's been 5 years.
It's long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have Adam Driver, you have Kanye West. He says it's a very good season premiere. Do you feel good about that?
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adam's hosted before.
I'm just, like, happy to be there.
So that's good. 5 years in, you're happy to be there.
Yeah, because, like, I don't deserve to be there. So, like, I feel like I'm getting away with something.
You definitely deserve to be there. What is your... we're late in the week. We're Thursday, so Tuesday night is, of course, writing night. What is your writing night process like?
Well, usually everybody there stays and works really hard. I come in for, like, 2-3 hours and talk to the one writer that'll deal with me. And then just, I'm like, is that? And I leave.
Do you bring something to the table historically? Do you feel like you have ideas?
I bring it to the table, but... They don't like it. But, like, I get it.
You've had a lot of sketches that are great. I always am drawn to the stories about sketches that were maybe did not work perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Arm wrestling with The Rock. Tell me about that one.
Oh, yeah. So I saw Over the Top.
Yeah, a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yeah. And, it's about arm wrestling.
Yeah.
And The Rock is very big, and, you know, I'm me. So... I figured it would be funny if we arm wrestled and, like, he ripped one arm off and then he goes to, like, walk away and I'm like, no, like, other arm. And then, like, you know, my son's there and he, like, you know, winks at me and all this, you know, everybody's, like, on my side and then he just rips me. But, yeah, just nobody...
Nobody was behind that?
No, and it was weird because, like, I was armless and The Rock was like, And it was silent. So I just watched my sketch bomb.
With no arms.
With no arms.
In an alternate universe, obviously in the universe we live in, Alec Baldwin plays Donald Trump. You auditioned for Donald Trump. Everyone in the cast auditioned for Donald Trump.
Yeah, let me just, before you show, they made us all audition. Yeah. I wasn't at home like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
And so, but there you are. This is a very rare photo.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
How was your Trump? Be honest.
No, I didn't even, I was so upset that I had to do it. It was very
bad. By the way, he's upset that he has to be president, so that might have, you could have pulled from that. And
dork. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right, please. Yeah. We were on very late. You, since I last, you were last on the show, you got engaged. Congratulations.
I did. Yeah, very, yeah. Hello. Thank you very much.
We have talked, I believe we've talked on this show about how back in the day, you would just leave your door open and your friends would have sort of carte blanche to come over and crash on your couch. Is there now
that day is over.
That's over. Okay.
I am not friends with them no more.
You just fully wrote them off as friends. It was not safe.
That's the best thing about like your life getting better. You just don't have to hang out with those people. What? No. I'm going to lie?
Do you think they knew as soon as you got engaged that it was over for them?
Yeah.
Okay,
I called one of my boys. He was like, I knew it. Best of luck.
And that was it? That was the end of it?
Yeah.
You guys have taken a big step for a couple that is engaged. You bought a pet?
Yeah, we got a pig.
You got a pig.
Yo, can I just say, like, this girl, like, she was like, I want a pig. And then an hour later, it was just there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still trying to get, like, a Propecia refill for, like, the last, like, 2 weeks. This chick got a pig in an hour.
Does she just say it to the universe and the universe hears?
She was like, I want a pig. And then it was there.
A pigs, of course, are a hyper-intelligent animal.
Sure.
This is a Manhattan pig?
Yeah, it's a top bitch.
Yeah.
It's a bougie pig.
There you go. There's your bougie pig.
That's Piggy Smalls.
That is not a joke. Yeah. You named the pig Piggy Smalls.
Yeah.
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 How old is the pig now?
I don't know, but it's big now.
Okay.
That was like a week ago, and it's like double, triple that now.
Are you sort of every day seeing why more people don't have pigs?
Yeah, I get like the first 2 days it was like really new and like didn't move much, but then now starting to bite, and starting to like do stuff like because a pig.
Yeah,
you know, and they do that, so you know I see why.
Well, it's interesting. I feel like when you live in a city with 7 million people and none of them have pigs, most people think maybe I won't also.
Yeah.
You're all in on the pig.
I love it, yeah. I want it to get big and fat. I'm excited.
I got good news, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have about 50 tattoos. You already got a tattoo of the pig.
Of course.
There you go. There's your tattoo of Piggy Smalls. Yeah. That's fantastic. And now you're kind of,
I don't think. I just kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're great as a couple, because she can just summon a pig and then you can just get a tattoo of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to ask about this because you also have a wolf tattoo and you've talked obviously with Lorne Michaels about your tattoos.
Yeah. He doesn't like them. Well, he's never said that, but he'll drop like hints. Like one time we were out to eat and he was like, so you got a wolf tattoo? And I was like, yeah, like excited about it. He was like, is that because you don't remember what they look like? I was like, oh.
I love the idea that that's why people get tattoos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's a wolf.
Oh, yeah, that's a wolf.
Yeah, that's a wolf. I've only met Adam Driver a couple times on this show. He seems like a lovely guy. You've worked with him before. Is he a fun host?
He's great. He's like very calm and, you know, like an adult and like respectful and, you know, no, because most comics are like, all the time. This guy's like, you know, a Marine. You know, he's like, but the second the camera goes on or something starts, he's right into it. He's really dope.
And Kanye West, which is always, I feel like he has always made the most of his time on the show. It's always very memorable.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really kind of don't know. Yeah. I mean, I would think it's safe to say, and I don't mean this as a criticism, he might not fully know at this point what he's going to do yet either.
I've heard some pretty wild things, and it sounds very exciting.
Okay, well, I am excited as well, and I can't wait to see you there as well. It's always great to see you, buddy. Thanks so much.
Oh, wait, and he's hosting.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm hosting.
He's hosting soon, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's what, I knew you wouldn't say it, but yeah.
What do I do now?
Just, no.
Do I leave?
I like that you tried to leave after somebody. No, you stay here.
Cool.
Pete Davidson, everybody. SNL returns for season 44 this week. Adam Driver, Kanye West, Pete Davidson.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.